Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Google Cloud said Wednesday it has agreed to provide the U.S. Department of Defense with security service to detect and respond to online threats. The Defense Innovation Unit will still run its applications across platforms, including not only Google Cloud, but Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and others, while managing them from the Google Cloud console. Facebook launched Shops, a service that lets businesses set up free storefronts on Facebook and Instagram. Third-party services like Shopify, BigCommerce, and Woo will power the shops. Facebook will make its money offering advertisement, payment, and other services to the shops. Shops will appear on Facebook pages, Instagram profiles, and in stories or ads. Shops is available now on Facebook in the United States and coming to U.S. Instagram this summer. Amazon Game Studios released its first big-budget game title, Crucible, a free-to-play shooter with multiple modes. It shows you in an over-the-shoulder third-person view within a large, open, objective-based map. Harvester Command is an 8-versus-8 struggle over a resource. Heart of the Hives is a 4-on-4 mode with giant monsters that spawn periodically on the map. And Alpha Hunters is a 16-player mode in Crucible with 2-person teams. If your teammate dies, you can form a temporary alliance with any other solo player, which will last until the game is down to 3 people. Xiaomi reported Q1 revenue rose 13.6%, beating expectations. Xiaomi says smartphone production in China has largely resumed and demand has rebounded. Sales rose thanks to rising prices for 5G phones and growing overseas sales. The Joe Rogan Experience will arrive globally on Spotify September 1st and become exclusive to Spotify sometime after, thanks to a multi-year agreement. Rogan's YouTube channel will remain live, but will stop hosting full episodes. Microsoft launched a Windows Package Manager for installing software from the command line. Users can type win-get install and the name of the software, like Zoom or Steam, to have it installed on Windows. Software has to be listed in the Microsoft-maintained repository, which is still growing. That repository does not yet include the Windows Store, but it does include some software not in the store. Windows Package Manager is open source, letting other package managers leverage that repository. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes Apple may not include wired earpods with the next generation of iPhones. Kuo says Apple may heavily promote or even discount AirPods along with that decision. Kuo doesn't expect new models of AirPods until 2021. Wired Apple headphones cost $29 when sold separately, and the lowest priced AirPods right now are $159. The SD Association announced the SD 8.0 memory spec for SD cards. SD Express cards transfer speeds quadruple now to 3,940 megabytes per second with support for PCIe 4.0. To get those speeds, your SD card reader will need to support 2 PCIe 4 lanes. However, older slots with PCIe 3 can still get twice the speed at 1,920 megabytes per second. SD 8.0 cards will be backwards compatible and available across a range of of sizes. The spec will allow reasonable transfer speeds for 4K and 8K video, as well as faster game loading. SD cards using the 8.0 spec are expected toward the end of the year. Ride-hailing company Didi Chuxing said Wednesday it will use AI to verify if Latin American drivers are wearing masks and have disinfected cars. Drivers will have to take a picture of themselves wearing a mask starting May 22nd, and starting in June, they will need to report body temperature and upload photos of daily vehicle disinfection. Passengers will also be required to wear masks. Didi launched similar measures in China in January. Google's letting existing Google Fi customers start an eSIM on iPhone XR, XS, XS Max, and 11 series or 2020 SE iPhones. Those are the ones that support dual SIM. New Google Fi customers have had that capability since last month. The Verge notes that some existing Fi users on Reddit reported needing to uninstall their Google Fi app on an iPhone, then add a cellular plan to the iPhone before reinstalling it to make it all work. Starting in 2021, the New York Times will no longer use third-party data to target advertising to its customers. Third-party data collects information as users visit multiple websites and then aggregates it all together for a more accurate picture of who the user is. Privacy concerns are pushing publishers with larger enough customer databases to, like the Times, 6 million users, to rely solely on data it collects itself. Finally, OnePlus has removed the Photochrome filter for Chinese versions of its phone's camera app. It will push an update to the rest of the world to remove functionality of the filter that had the unintended effect of letting it see through plastic and thin clothing. Photochrome seemed to use infrared light to apply an effect meant for pictures of plants. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.